Today, outside the U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu, American staff members inside face a deadline in 2 days to leave the country. China yesterday ordered the facility in Sichuan province to shut down in response to a U.S. dictate that Beijing close its consulate in Houston, Texas. The actions have intensified tensions between the world's two largest economies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the Houston consulate a hub of Chinese spying and intellectual property theft. As was the case in Houston, the U.S. mission in Chengdu was given 72 hours to get its people out. Thousands of people held a march today in the Russian far eastern city of Khabarovsk. It is the third straight weekend of protests aimed at President Vladimir Putin. At the core of the crisis, this month's detention of the popular regional governor, Sergei Fergal, on murder charges, allegations he denies. Supporters say Fergal's arrest was politically motivated, that he is simply being punished for defeating a candidate from Putin's United Russia Party in 2018. Singapore's 68-year-old Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong today named a largely unchanged cabinet following an election win this month. Lee said because of the pandemic, he may delay his plan to step down. The Prime Minister said, quote, "A lot will depend on how events unfold, and all I can say is I will see this through." Reuters reports that dozens of countries have seen record single-day increases in coronavirus infections over the past week, about double the number of the previous week. Among the outbreaks being reported every day, Ukraine. It's recorded 1,100 new COVID cases within a 24-hour period, the highest daily toll since late June. Health Minister Maxim Stepanov says 205 people have been hospitalized and told an online briefing, it means their lives are under threat, and we have to understand this disease is very serious. The number of new daily infections in Ukraine has greatly increased in the past 2 months following the gradual lifting of restrictions that began in late May. This is VOA News. The worldwide Johns Hopkins pandemic numbers at this hour are approaching 15.8 million infections, with a loss of lives approaching 641,000. The United States recorded more than 1,000 virus fatalities for the fourth straight day yesterday. Still, a top White House advisor on the pandemic, Dr. Deborah Birx, said she saw signs that the worst could be over in hard-hit southern and western states. But she also warned the current outbreaks could move north and says new cases already are appearing in larger numbers in such states as Tennessee, Missouri, and Arkansas, along with some areas of the East Coast. Total cases across the United States have risen to about 4.1 million with 145,000 deaths. The numbers are being driven in large part by surges in infections in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. Congress is struggling to produce a new pandemic economic relief bill under the pressure of a deadline for the end of current law, which provides enhanced unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who have either lost their jobs or been furloughed since the COVID outbreak began. Democrats want to extend a $600 a week bonus. Republicans want that number cut down, arguing it's important to avoid making unemployment more profitable than going back to work. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, has recorded 357 new infections overnight, up from 300 yesterday, along with its highest daily death toll of 7. Australia's coronavirus case count is approaching 14,000 at a cost of 145 lives so far. A Chinese researcher accused of concealing her ties to the Chinese military to gain a U.S. work visa has been arrested and jailed in California. 37-year-old Zhuan Tang is expected to appear in federal court Monday. The Justice Department charges that she and three other scientists living in the United States lied about their status as members of the People's Liberation Army. Australia has joined the United States in arguing that Chinese territorial claims in the South China Sea do not comply with international law. In a declaration filed at the United Nations, Australia said it rejected China's maritime claims around contested islands in the South China Sea as being inconsistent with the UN Convention on the Laws of the Sea. Australia also said it did not accept China's assertion that its sovereignty over the Paracel Islands and the Spratly Islands was widely recognized by the international community, citing objections from Vietnam and the Philippines. Once again, our top story this hour, there was a picture of heavy security today outside the U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu. American staff members inside face a deadline in 2 days to leave the country. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA1.